Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for us to head inside Hong Kong with Straits Times correspondent Claire Huang. Claire, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Rachel.
It's been another busy week for you, hasn't it, Claire?
Yes, it is. And lots of things going on.
Yeah, and Hong Kong is facing its worst COVID-19 outbreak yet. New infections have broken records in 9 days of the last 20 days, but unlike other global cities, Hong Kong has been reluctant, could we say, to impose a stay-at-home restriction. Claire, what's the latest, though? There's some breaking news out today, isn't there?
Yes, Rachel. So from tomorrow, the complete ban on dining in at eateries will be reversed. Now, the government announced the backpedaling at lunchtime today, and eateries from tomorrow will be able to run at half capacity. You know, each table will be kept at 2 diners. The government will reinstate the order for eateries to provide only takeaways between 6 p.m. and 5 a.m. And the 1.5-meter rule between tables still applies. It's never been away. No live performances, dancing at, the establishments. So that's what's happening. That's the latest for now. And in a statement, actually, the government said that after observing the implementation yesterday, it realized that the ban on dining in has led to a lot of inconvenience and difficulties for people. So it decided to make this U-turn. And I guess you're probably wondering, you know, what happened in between, right? So yesterday, was when rules kicked in where public gatherings were kept at 2. Masks were supposed to be worn at all times, both indoor and outdoor public places. Dining in was completely banned at all eateries. So people have to buy takeaways, and there were snaking queues and things like that. A lot of the tighter measures came because Hong Kong continues to record over 100 new cases every day. And it's been like that for more than a week already. So yesterday we had the total confirmed tally cross the 3,000 mark. So it's escalating the situation. And what happened was that with that full ban on dining in, it meant that blue-collar workers, like construction workers, cleaners, were left with nowhere to eat. I mean, if you have an office and
you're going to head out to the parks, aren't you? That's the...
Yeah.
If you're not in the restaurants, you need to find a quiet space where you can sit and enjoy your lunch.
Exactly. So, a lot of them have to either find a park, garden, or sit by the road. And then, some of the trade unions are saying, look, where are the cleaners going to eat?
Yeah.
They're going to have to pick places like the rubbish collection points or public toilets. And then what happened yesterday was that it rained, in the afternoon while people were having lunch.
So no one had anywhere to eat.
So then they had to scramble. Yeah. So the government, realized this and said, okay, we will open like 19 community halls, island-wide between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And that was supposed to start today. So this is meant for people who do not have a place to have their lunch. But then if you ask these people, then some of them have said, those community halls are too far away.
Right.
And, why do I want to go all the way there just to have my lunch?
Claire, so how do you think the public's going to respond to this U-turn today? Do you think it's obviously it may be positively received given, what happened yesterday with people trying to scramble to find somewhere to sit and have lunch?
Definitely. I think, they will be quite glad that now they can actually, for some of the workers, right, they don't have to sit on the stairs, like in public areas, to have their lunch, which is actually not very sanitary as well, hygienic as well, right? So, yeah, I think this will be much of a relief, which is why people, I think, various sector leaders have been lobbying for it as well, have been giving feedback to the government. Yeah.
Claire, give us an update on some of the other rules and regulations that have been put in place this week to curb COVID. Because, as you've mentioned, public gatherings were limited to 4 people, now 2. Masks are also required to be worn everywhere. Overall, how are people responding to all of the measures? You've mentioned that the latest one will be positively received, but what about the rest of the measures that have been put in place?
Well, they're quite resigned to it. It's frustrating in some of the, The problem is that, now you have to wear masks everywhere, right? So smokers for example, are finding it annoying because they have to take a puff and then wear the mask and then puff again. So it's getting a bit frustrating for some of them. And others are just, living with it, resigned to it, and, bringing lunch boxes or whatever, doing whatever they can to go around the rules maybe.
Yeah. No whispers of a potential lockdown or circuit breaker alternative in Hong Kong?
This was mentioned some weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point in time, some health experts say, they were divided. But somebody was saying that, we should have a lockdown. But I think that you must understand that Hong Kong is very pro-business. Unless they are forced to, unless the situation becomes very dire, that's not going to happen in Hong Kong. Yet.
I see. Now, other news out of Hong Kong this week as well. There's also news that Hong Kong's Legislative Council polls will be postponed. What do we know, Claire?
So there were various reports saying that the September 6th Legislative Council or LegCo elections will be held a year later instead because of the worsening outbreaks here. The pandemic, as Chief Executive Carrie Lam had earlier said in a pre-recorded video that was released, right? She said that Hong Kong is on the verge of a mass outbreak, right? So because of the pandemic and the fact that looking at the situation, it doesn't seem like it's going to subside, they're considering whether or not to postpone the elections, but then the government has not said anything at the moment. It is expected to announce a decision soon. Now, if postponed, this would mean that the more than 130 nominees who have handed their forms to run in the election, they will have to repeat this process again next year because it's not counted this time round. And the government based on reports, local media is saying that the government is expected to reimburse the candidates for their campaigning so that nobody has any issues with it. And according to Section 44 of the Legislative Council Ordinance, the Chief Executive may direct the postponement of a general election if he or she thinks that it is likely to be obstructed or seriously affected by a riot, open violence, danger to public health or safety, which in this case, pandemic falls into this category, right? So, but then you see the thing is the election could be delayed for no more than 14 days. So what the reports are saying that they may have to get their blessings from Beijing. There's no word on it at the moment. Just a lot of speculation here. So we will wait, watch this space. Yeah, that's right.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for your insights today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Claire Huang, Straits Times Hong Kong correspondent. And this has been Inside Hong Kong with Claire Huang on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.